Good afternoon, everyone. So today we'll have a very short discussion on a very important topic, doctor-patient relationship. It is said that patient is the center of the medical universe. And whatever we are doing, all efforts are for the care of the patient, is for the betterment of the patient. And this is a very, very delicate relationship. Before I start this, I will just like to narrate one short story which happened in one of the hospitals in US. The nursing station received a phone call and the person was saying, "Hello, how is the patient in second floor, room number XYZ, maybe room number 30 or something like that?" And the nurse started answering, "The patient is well now." So the lady on the phone said, was asking, how are her reports? The sister, the staff said, "Reports are okay, she is improving." The caller asked, what is the doctor saying? What is the prognosis? When is she going to get discharged?" And multiple questions like that. And after she finished all the inquiry, the staff nurse asked, "But just tell me, who are you?" So the caller said, "I am the patient." Because nobody tells me how I am. Nobody tells me how are my reports. Nobody tells me how I am doing. Nobody tells me when I am going to get discharged. So there was a missing link, definitely. So as I said, this is a very, very delicate relationship. And there are multiple aspects of this. Just as X-ray has got so many different views, in the similar manner, this relations of between doctor and patient has got multiple different layers. And in our clinical practice, we see various types of patients. Here, I'll give you examples of two patients. The first type of patient is highly unhappy patient, always having multiple complaints. And this is a set of, one is patient, another is doctor. Doctor is adamant, doctor is stubborn. Doctor feels that patient doesn't have any problem, but patient feels that I have a lot of problems. So that is the first patient, and that is the first type of dissatisfaction. Let's see this.
"Yo, doctor, meri report aa gayi?"
"Aa gayi. Aap bilkul theek. Aap bilkul theek. Lagta hai bahut nirash ho gaya."
"Nahi, wo baat nahi. Lekin doctor Kulkarni ne kaha tha ki aap cancer expert hai."
"Expert in what? Cancer dene mein ya ilaaj karne mein?"
"Har koi baat nahi, doctor. हाँ, एक नई कॉम्प्लिकेशन शुरू हो गई है. रात को नींद नहीं आती और दिन भर सुस्ती सी लगी रहती है. कोई अच्छी तगड़ी सी दवा दीजिए."
"दरअसल आपको सिर्फ दवाई खाने का शौक है. अगर मैं आपको चार पांच किस्म की रंग बिरंगी टैबलेट या कैप्सूल दे दूं, या किसी ऐसी दवा का नाम बताऊं जो 10 दुकानों में ना मिले, तभी आप खुश होंगे. समझेंगे मैं बहुत बड़ा डॉक्टर हूं."
"देखिए डॉक्टर, अगर कोई दवा दे सकते हैं तो दीजिए, वरना शहर में डॉक्टरों की कमी नहीं."
"आप जा सकते हैं चंद्रनाथ जी."
"आपकी कंसल्टेशन फीस क्या है?"
"मैं दवा देने की फीस लेता हूँ, आपसे देने की नहीं."
So that is the first type of patient and the first type of doctor. The doctor is adamant. The doctor has set rules. He is righteous. He doesn't want to give anything just for the satisfaction of the patient, for just pleasing him. And the patient here wants different type of treatments. He is fond of medications and they keep on visiting different doctors. And the moment they find new doctors and the moment they are told that they are having some particular disease, they get overjoyed. So that is the first type of patient and first type of doctor. There is another set of doctor and another set of patients. Here, in the next example, the doctor caters to all the needs of the patient. Even though the patient doesn't have any issues, but he loves to treat this patient.
"Green or red capsules, ek saath lijiyega. Uske aadhe ghante ke baad, pink tablet. Next, wahi green and yellow capsules. Uske aadhe ghante ke baad, wahi pink tablet. Aur haan, maine jo safed tablets aapko di hai na, unhe usi tarah continue kijiye. Subah ek, shaam ek. Okay?" "Ab, koi baat nahi. Aao Bhaskar. Bye, sir."
एक बात तो कहनी आपसे भूल ही गई डॉक्टर कुलकर्णी, आजकल न जाने मुझे क्या हो गया है, इतनी घबराहट रहती है। देखिए ना, पिछले ही महीने ब्लाउज सिलवाए, कितने टाइट हो गए और सेम साइज के कपड़े हैं।
नहीं नहीं मिसेस पंजाबी, इसे बिल्कुल निगलेक्ट नहीं करना चाहिए। मैं आपका ब्लड कोलेस्ट्रॉल चेक करना चाहता हूँ, नेक्स्ट सैटरडे आ जाइए।
ओ नो, नॉट सैटरडे डॉक्टर, सैटरडे मेरी किसी पार्टी है, फ्राइडे नहीं हो सकता।
फ्राइडे, लेट मी सी, ठीक है, फ्राइडे मॉर्निंग 9 o'clock।
ओके, ये लीजिए डॉक्टर 500 रुपए का चेक, पिछले महीने का। अच्छा, अब तुम ही चलती हूँ।
थैंक यू। आई मीन फॉर दिस चेक।
ओह, इट्स ऑल राइट डॉक्टर, बाय बाय, बाय बाय।
सो दैट्स द सेकंड टाइप, दैट्स द सेकंड टाइप ऑफ डॉक्टर who satisfies the patient and the patient is also happy. But as I said, this is a very, very delicate relationship. It's not as simple as it is shown over here, and it has got different layers. So just as X-ray, as I said, has got multiple layers, AP view, lateral view, PA view, and it tells us so many things, sometimes fracture of bones, of pneumonia, of metastasis, or some lesion, or multiple things. So in the similar manner, today we'll try to understand what we see in this X-ray of this delicate relationship of doctor-patient, or rather we can say, what is our analysis, what is our critical analysis of this relationship, on what basis this relationship is there. As we all know that nowadays we see all of these things so much common, that patients are going against doctor and there are evidences of violence, and every now and then we see in newspapers that relatives or patients, they have beaten up the doctors, and lot of marches, protests, and the hospitals closing down, and multiple things happening. So as I said, let's try to understand the different things, or what is that thing which binds a patient and a doctor. So we'll discuss at least 12 points here, 12 subtle principles which bind a doctor and a patient. The first and the foremost thing is the faith. Faith is something that sees the invisible, that touches the impalpable. And this is a very, very subtle relationship. No matter how much educated, how much sophisticated, how much experienced the doctor is, if the patient doesn't have faith in the doctor, the patient doesn't get treated, the patient doesn't get cured, and the relief remains a far cry. It has been seen, this is something like, I would like to tell something about faith healing. There is something known as voodoo doctors in South Africa and other parts of the country, where they treat, these are all those doctors who don't possess any degree, they don't have any degrees, yet it has been seen that many patients get cured. And there are evidences of healing by incantations, by touching the bones of the saints, or something like this. So it's something that any method which causes you to move from fear and worry to faith and expectancy will heal. So I remember in this same auditorium once there was one Ayurvedic doctor who had come, very senior person, and in one of his speeches here he said that I have, in my practice, I have seen that every patients have got cured by almost every pathy. It's not that only this pathy patient will get okay. Every pathy has got its advantages and disadvantages. So it is not just as the homeopathy, it is not just the allopathy, but every pathy has cured the patient. So as I said, there is something which is working. It is the faith which is working, and that's why so weird methods have treated the patients, like prayer, or the more weird, the more ridiculous the procedure for cure, the more is the cure rate. It has been seen. These are the old pictures, like how people used to heal by hypnosis, by several other techniques. If you see in various parts of India, though all these methods are very crude methods and they have got a lot of deleterious effects also, but at the same time, it has been seen, yes, they have also worked. And there are people who will come in the OPD and they will tell you, yes, we did not get cured by any of the bigger hospitals, but ultimately we went to some village and some person we got and he cured us. So weird methods are there, and all these methods are based on just one principle. It is not the method which they are doing, but it is the faith of the patient in those weird practices that has led to the cure of the disease. Because somewhere the disease is hidden in the mind. The disease is somewhere psychosomatic. You know, in the New England Journal of Medicine, one article had come about one orthopedic surgeon from London. His name was Bruce Mosley. He was a very renowned orthopedic surgeon, and he used to do bilateral knee replacement. So once what they did, an experiment in that hospital, this has been reported in the New England Journal of Medicine. They divided patients into two groups. One group of patients got operated for knee. Another group of patients were taken in the OT. Incision was taken. Doctor himself took, the orthopedician himself took the incision. And patient was shown the recorded operation of some other patient. And even he splashed water to mimic as if it is a surgery going on. And the result, 1/3 of the patient who got operated for the knee, they got their pain reduced after the surgery, who got really operated. But the strange thing was that even those patients who did not got operated at all, they were just given incision and again stitched, even they showed almost 70% relief in their pain. So it was something like faith. And one of another thing is the Rogaine trial is one of the biggest trial on minoxidil, where minoxidil was experimented that patients grow hair on bald patients. But even in those patients where the normal saline was used, even they started growing hair. Another experiment was on chemotherapy. There was another set of group, two groups were divided. One set of patients were given chemotherapy, another was not given. Even they lost their hair during chemotherapy when no chemotherapy even was given. So there are a lot of patients like this. So something is there which is working, something which baffles the intellect, something which is beyond the human reach, that is operating in cure of the patients. And that important principle is faith. So it is the faith healing. Rise and go, your faith has made you whole. You will see number of experiments in Bible where Jesus Christ comes and person is sitting there paralyzed from last 40 years, and Jesus says, come on, get up and walk, and he starts walking and he says, come, go, your faith has made you whole. A lot of experiments like this, not just in the Western world, but if you can see in the Indian or every corner of the world, you will see people have got cured with faith. You know, there is a chemotherapy epoch regime, and what they had done in one hospital, they have rearranged the word and made it hope. Rather than using the same words, they have made it hope. So it has been seen that the cure rate was better just by changing HOPE, H for one drug, O for another drug, P for another drug, like that. So a lot of things like that are there. So faith is a very, very subtle principle. So miracles do not happen in contradiction of nature, but in contradiction of what we know about nature. Really, there is something which we really do not know. As Shakespeare's Hamlet, while talking with his general, Hamlet, Horatio, he says, there are many things in heaven and hell, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy. It is said that man has just cracked the surface of science. There are many things yet we do not know, even though science is progressing by leaps and bounds. But there are many, many things that which are beyond our intellect, which is beyond our grasp. And that's why, as I said, this is the one principle that binds patient and doctors. So ultimately, how we are dealing with the patients and what is their faith in us, that is ultimately leading to the cure. No matter we are highly, we keep on updating our knowledge about medicine and everything, but as I said, faith is a principle that is working within. The second principle which is there is love, attention and care. If we could look into each other's heart and understand the unique challenges each of us faces, I think we would treat each other much more gently, with much more love, patience, tolerance and care. So this is another principle that binds a patient and doctor. And it is just not the question of doctor and patients. It is like, I will say, all staff, all those healthcare workers, because as I said, patient is the center of the medical universe. The second principle that binds is love. How much patient feels that he is cared for, how much patient feels that he has been given attention here. So it's ultimately the love, the care, the attention patient receives in any health setup, that ultimately leads to the cure. And that becomes a very, very important factor, because if you see two patients, one is not receiving much care, another is receiving a lot of care. It is just the care that the person who receives that increases all the hormonal, all the immunological responses within the body. The third principle is 3 R's. What are these 3 R's? The first R is respect for self, respect for others, and responsibility for all your actions. It includes the bedside manners, how we talk with the patients, how we interact with the patients, how much love is there, how much respect we have. Like a simple example, if you have to check the sugar of the patient, sometimes the staff takes the finger and just pricks it. And patient suddenly winces. When we are on the rounds and we tell just check the sugar, and suddenly the patient winces with pain. It's a very simple thing, and it doesn't happen every time, but I'm just giving a short example of it. So always to inform the patient, to have informed consent for things. So smile, open posture, forward lean, touch the patient, eye contact, nod with the patient. So all these things do matter in the care of the patient, in the cure of the patient. So have respect for each and every patient. And in the hospital at different places, we have rights of the patients. The chart is kept over there. So this is a very important thing.
Is it told by the Dalai Lama, as it's been mentioned?
Yeah. These are some of those things which, because these people who are spiritual leaders, they are also spiritual healers in one sense. And out of their lot of experience, probably, and as we also here in this institution, if you see our seniors, they know most of the things about medical aspects, not just the medical part, but the part of what actually that leads to the care or of the healing of the disease. So all these things really do matter. So this includes a lot of bedside manners, which actually bedside manner is such a thing which we keep on improving just with our experiences. It is not just the doctors, but all the staff, all the housekeeping staff, and everybody who interacts with the patient. How do we interact with the patient? How much comfort we give to the patient? There's an example. A young man enters the hospital maybe at 8 o'clock at night, and he inquires about a patient. The sister holds his hand and takes him, and there is an old man who is sleeping on the bed and just takes him there, thinking that this man is the son of that old man. And this young man also doesn't say anything. He just sits there, holds the hand of that old man, and this old man is about to die. And the old man also cannot see, but he feels as if this is my son. And the whole night he keeps on sitting there holding his hand. Early morning he passes away, the old man. The sister says, "Oh, your father has passed away." He says, "Whose father?" "I do not know him." Then sister asks, "Then why you were sitting all the night?" Sister says, the man says, "Because you took me near him and I felt as if he needs me. And that's why I kept on seeing, sitting there. Otherwise my patient is somewhere. This is not my patient." So in the last moments of death of that old man, he felt a sense of relief, a sense of love, a sense of care, and with that love, with that satisfaction, he died peacefully. So that was just an example. So respect of patients and family, that is the third thing. Families are treated with respect and dignity throughout their healthcare experience. The other aspect, fourth, is the patient listening. Patient listening to patients. So everybody wants that they should be heard. They have a list of complaints, and sometimes in their own family, everybody is judgmental. Everybody has preformed opinion that you are just, you are not having anything, you are just creating a drama and all these things. So this every patient, there is a desire for attention, and that's why they want somebody to listen to them. And most of the time their complaints are real, and if you don't listen to them, probably we will miss something very, very important which has happened in their life, and that is responsible for their overall depression and or whatever psychological issues, moral issues, and whatever spiritual issues they are having, physical issues for that matter. I remember there was one patient here, a 50-year-old lady, and I think Dr. Nikhil was on leave that time, and that patient had came with a huge, big file, and she was on multiple antidepressants and multiple other antipsychotic drugs, and she was a foreigner. She has visited almost all different topmost psychiatrists of the world, and she came to us, and sir was not there, so she came in our OPD. So I was just going through all the files, and we sent her for spiritual counseling, and something came out from that counseling. And what was that something? 30 years back, she was belonging to Brahma Kumaris, and she was following the principles and everything. 30 years back, when she was not attached to any spiritual institution, she used to love a man, and she had a sister. But her sister married that man, but she used to love her sister also too much. But after that event, she had a very strong hatred for her sister, and she couldn't forgive her. And that event led to that internal penting up of all the emotions, and she never revealed this to anybody, but that gradually kept on amassing within her, and ultimately she became mentally disturbed, even though that depression itself, later on she joined the spiritual institution, but that something remained in the subconscious mind, and she couldn't forgive her sister, and that she was carrying a strong hatred. So here also at different in Pandavan, she was given that sort of training, how to forgive her sister as well, and then gradually she could do that, and ultimately she got rid of most of her drugs. Later on, I don't have much follow-up of that patient, but she herself, at the time of going from this place, she said, I am much more relieved now. So there was something which was hidden, and that came out. Yes, sir? I don't remember, probably US. She was a double, she was a foreigner who had come to us. Yeah, I had told her, once you go there, you keep on falling. Probably she never came back to Mount Abu after that. But at the time of going, after 1 month, she was here around. She said, I'm much, much better now. And something which was within me had came out, and now I'm much better. So that was the patient listening. The third thing is empathy and understanding. You all have heard about this story about five blind men. They were told, go and see what is it. So somebody said it is like wall, somebody said it's like fan, it's spear, snake, tree. But I'll tell you another story. One teacher asked the students that five men went and saw the elephant, and that was the description. But he did not mention that the five men were blind. He did not mention that the five men were blind, and he asked the students, now tell me, what is your conclusion? The first man said it is rope, the second man says wall. So what do you think these men are? One of the students got up and said, sir, I think they are specialist. They are specialist. So, specialist means just focus only on that thing.
And here there are six, not five.
Here six, okay, that's a diagram. But five, six, whatever. So, whenever a patient comes, we try to understand, we try to have that empathy. Empathy is something which is going beyond just mercy, compassion. If you see, mercy means I feel pity on you. Oh, you are like this. Mercy, little better than pity. And compassion, little better than mercy. But empathy is something samanubhuti. We feel the pain the other person is having, and I would like to do something for that patient. So this feeling of empathy is something beyond sympathy, above sympathy. That is what we all should try to inculcate. And in this hospital, I think we are already doing this, trying to understand patient from all his aspects, and not just touching, this is wall and this is tail and this is fan, but holistic approach. The other thing is privacy and confidentiality. This is also a very important thing. Patient comes to you with a lot of faith, and he reveals, puts his heart out and tells everything about himself once he develops that faith. So we should not leak the information that is given to us by patients, and we should maintain privacy, confidentiality of all the patients. The other thing is that binds patient and doctor is every patient has right to information, understanding of ailments, investigations, prognosis, And it's better that we do not hide, and we should have a frank and candid discussion with all the relatives and give them almost all the information about what do I think is the prognosis, does the patient remain needs a referral, what are the investigations, what investigations we can do here, what for he should be referred, what is the ailment and what is the overall prognosis, everything about this. So every patient has a right to this, and we should divulge these secrets to the patient. The other thing is diagnosis and treatment. We should give the patient diagnosis and we should treat accordingly. It's not just that we are shooting in the dark. For that, we need to keep on updating our knowledge, the staff, doctors, everybody for that matter. And we should give them the best of the treatment, that is what they deserve. Other thing is second opinion. This is something when the moment the patient says, we really sometimes feel hurt. This patient is saying, I already diagnosed myself on the internet. I am here only for the second opinion. So this is something, statement that really hurts. But just as other patients who are taking treatment from other doctors, they come to us for second opinion. In the similar manner, those patients who are our regular patients, they also have the right to go to another doctor for second opinion. So every patient has a right to second opinion. That is, we should not bring our ego somewhere there, because there's everybody in this world who knows probably something better than me, something who knows better than, and some this setup, overall setup, the overall things which we are doing, probably there is some other place where better facilities are there, better doctors are there, better knowledge is there, more patients are there and more experience is there. So every patient has a right for second opinion. So let them have a second opinion if they really want. We should not say no to them. Other thing is encouragement. We should really encourage the patient. Many times, almost every time, if you sit in OPDs or in wards, if you see every patient comes with negative energy, every patient comes with that pessimistic attitude because he has already moved from pillar to post, moving from different doctors, trying to take different treatments, and he is not getting relief. So probably somewhere he gets depressed. So such patients do require a lot of encouragement, that they should not lose their courage, and we should give them as much courage as possible. Like I had shared last time also, there were two patients in one hospital. One patient was near window, another patient was on this side. The patient who was on another side was totally debilitated, paralyzed. He could not move. And also, the patient who was on the other side of the window, he could see, but he had some lung abscess, and both were terminally ill patients, and there was a window. So the patient who was on this side used to ask this another patient, what do you see through the window? Can you just narrate me? The patient who was near the window, who would tell, oh, see, it's such a beautiful rainbow. I can see the parade going on. I can see the lake there. I can see people. I can see people are enjoying. And this person who was on this side, who used to love that because he could not see. He was already blind. This person who could not go there. So he used to imagine all those things. And this was going on for months together. So this person on the other side would ask, what do you see today? So he will say different things. I see lovers going on, I see trees, I see this. And one day it happened, the patient who was on the side of the window died. And this patient who was on the other side, he requests the staff, can you shift me on that side? Because from two, three months, I am seeing that so many things are outside the window. So the patient is shifted on this side. And then he asks the sister, can you just lift me? And he lifts her and he sees there is a wall there. There's nothing there. The other patient who was on that side was describing so many things every day. And the patient is shocked and he says, where is all that scenery and everything with that other person used to see? The patient who was on the window side. Sister says, what you are talking? He was blind. The patient who died was blind. So, sitting there, a blind man, and he used to encourage this other person. Other thing is satisfaction. Yes. Sometimes it may happen that patient might not get satisfied. I remember one patient, our dialysis patient, a regular dialysis patient. One day he got so much fed up. He came in the OPD and he tore that case paper and threw on me. And he said, I don't want your medicines. I don't want your treatment. I'm going. I'm very much irritated. But I knew what is the state of the mind. He is a person who has no income source. Only one son who is mentally retarded at home from so many years. Probably I don't remember the Ajit Sharma's son. Dr. Nikhil must be knowing that son who is mentally retarded. Probably has not come to the hospital for a long time. So just three members in the family, no income, highly irritable personality. So sometimes it may happen. Sometimes we have to understand that what is happening inside the patient. And again, after 2-3 days, again he came back. So the moods of the patient keep on changing. And sometimes it's very difficult to satisfy them. But yes, we should try our level best to satisfy each and every patient. Every person who comes to the hospital should go back first happy, cured, and satisfied. And the last thing, courage to face reality. Sometimes it's a very tough decision. Sometimes we have to break the bad news. And young patient come to us and we have to tell them that they are having something, a cancer which has gone everywhere and it's very bad prognosis. So we have to give them encouragement also, as I said, and courage to face the reality. Let them not keep, we should not keep them in the dark. Let them give, tell them what is the truth and how to tackle it, how to face it. So that's the last principle. So just to summarize, first thing, as I said, faith is the important thing that binds patients and doctors or all the healthcare. Love, care and attention as much as possible. Patients, every person is thirsty for love. Every person is thirsty for attention. And another important thing, when you address the patient by their first name, they love very much. I remember when I was in Hinduja, there was the system, bed number 1, bed number 2, bed number 56, bed number 57. Nobody, no consultants knows the name of the patient, no consultant, no doctors, duty doctors, no staff even know the name of the patient. All the patients are addressed at bed number 62, bed number 62, second floor, third floor, seventh floor, eighth floor, bed number 72. Even though patient is there for a long time, but nobody knows the names of the patient. They just address the patient as case. Case number this, bed number 2, bed number 3. Every, which is the sweetest sound to everybody's ear? Person's name. So when you address the patients by their first name, they really love it. They feel a sense of belongingness. So love, care and attention, 3 R, as I said. Should respect. Every patient wants respect. Try to listen to them. What is their problem? And empathy. Going beyond sympathy, going beyond mercy, trying to understand what is their problem, not just their problem, but overall their family, because here we see that whole family comes at different times and we know each one of them what is happening in their family and what happens. So understanding the entire family as family counseling, that is also very important, maintaining the privacy and confidentiality, information, understanding of ailments, investigations, we should inform them, diagnosis, treatment, second opinion, encouragement, satisfaction and courage to face the reality. At the end, I will tell you one more thing. In 1958, there was a journal of projectile technology. In that journal, there one case study had come. In 1950s, a new drug for chemotherapy was introduced. The name of the drug was Cryobiogen. And there was one patient, Mr. West. And he had lymphosarcoma and he had a very bad prognosis and the time which was given to him by doctor was like 1 or 2 weeks more, not more than that. It had already gone everywhere. And suddenly one day the patient reads in the newspaper that a new drug has come, new chemotherapeutic agent, Cryobiogen. So he goes to his doctor West he tells him, can you try this drug on me? The doctor says that this is drug for those patients who are about to survive for 6 months. You do not fit in that criteria, but the patient insists. And the doctor says, okay, we will start this. Patients get admitted. And within 3 weeks, all the lymph nodes and everything which were there, everything is melted and the patient is all right. Such a tremendous development, even doctor is so happy that patient has got okay and patient is discharged on Monday after 3 weeks, patient goes home. In the newspaper in America, suddenly an article comes everywhere, flashed on the first page, that this drug prebiotins is nonsense. It is useless. And the patient reads it. And patient is so unhappy. Okay, this drug is useless. So I am not going to survive. But this time doctor wants that patient should survive, and doctor comes to the patient and says, the brand which has come in the newspaper is not the super refined brand. I have some other drugs which are refined ones, and I will try on those on you. Please don't lose hope. Patient gets admitted again, and doctors give that injection, but not injection, just distilled water. And another 2 weeks, patient is all right again. Patient is all right again. He is again discharged, but then the American Medical Council at last publishes in all the newspaper that this drug cribiozin is absolutely nonsense. It has got a lot of side effects. It should be banned from the America immediately. No one, no patient, no doctor should use it. And the patient happens to read that and he dies within 2 days. So there is something, as I said, Shakespeare's Hamlet says to his General Horatio, there are many things in heaven and hell, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy. So these are very, very subtle links which are binding a doctor to the patients, healthcare staff to the patient. And the last, just with this prayer, we stop. We pray for the good of everyone, to be healthy.
Sarve bhadrani pashyantu.